Commentator Chris Kristoff never really thought about going to a gun show to buy a gun. But then again, he never really thought about going to a toy gun show much either until recently.
It's hard to explain why I drove on a Sunday morning to see a toy gun show. I don't collect them, and I don't need toys. But I couldn't resist the chance to catch a glimpse of my childhood. As a kid in the late 50s, I watched a lot of TV westerns, and I had a lot of toy guns. Big, loud cap guns. My favorite was a replica of the rapid-fire rifle from the Rifleman TV series. My friends and I would argue over how many shots the hero Lucas McCain fired in the show's opener each week. It's 12 shots. No, it's 13. I've never owned a real gun, or even a BB gun. My parents said they were too dangerous. So there I was at a toy gun show, a middle-aged parent myself now, wandering among piles of old BB guns and six-shooter cap guns like the Fanner 50, the Roy Rogers, and the Gene Autry. I didn't plan to buy anything. I felt a little out of place, and I was ready to leave when I saw it. An old Rifleman cap gun, just like the one I had. I picked it up and held it, and something connected to summertime memories of westerns and war games and the two words we lived by as kids. Let's pretend. I asked the dealer how much. He said, $75. They go for $200 on eBay. I stared at the rifle a long time and thought, it's a toy. What'll I tell my wife? How will I explain it to my teenage daughters? But then, it isn't often that you can actually hold a memory. So I handed him $75, and I swaggered out of there holding my Rifleman, saddled up my Ford Taurus, and rode home. I tinkered with it a while, and then I did what no serious collector would do. I loaded a roll of caps, walked out to the patio, aimed the gun from my hip, and pulled the lever as fast as I could. Bang, bang, bang! The caps were a lot louder than I remembered. My ears were ringing. And my wife wasn't laughing anymore. She ran out and told me to stop before I scared the neighbors. I just stood there grinning. It felt so familiar. Some say toy guns promote violence, but I don't believe it. To me, they were the keys to make-believe. Still, holding the toy rifle made me think, one reason there are so many real guns is simply because people like them. They like the way they feel, how they look, the pleasure of holding that raw power. They don't talk about that when they argue over the Second Amendment. In my case, the fascination began and ended with toys. I put the Rifleman on our mantle, but my wife made me take it down because it looked too real. One of these days, I'm going to load it with a roll of caps again. I'll go in my backyard, aim at the hedges, and, neighbors or not, blast away. 12 shots, as fast as you can count. Or was it 13 shots?
Chris Kristoff is a reporter for the Detroit Free Press.